This is EQDN for Friday, January 23rd, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. After you get Quest worthy, you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org, a great community that concerns themselves, PTSD. If you've got PTSD, go check out stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games coming to a Nintendo Switch near you. The Dallas Fuel has returned to Overwatch, the esports. And Power World developer Pocket Pair requires specific job applicants. But we begin today with BioWare. IGN has reported that BioWare is still making Mass Effect 5 because they are hiring someone for a senior role. Now, BioWare did fail at Dragon Age: The Veilguard, but there's a hiring that's underway for a new senior role on Mass Effect 5. Right now, Mass Effect 5 does remain in pre-production phase. And right now, the game is going on in the pre-production part because they'll be hiring a production director who will report the project's overall boss, BioWare and Mass Effect franchise veteran, Mike Gamble. Gamble got up on social media and said, quote, "Hi, I'm hiring a very important senior leadership role. They'll report to me and it's going to be awesome," end quote. Now, the job description did note that the role will involve partnering with Mass Effect 5, with the, quote, "creative leadership studio teams and internal and external partners to champion the game's vision and ensure its execution at the highest quality bar." Since 1995, BioWare has been dedicated to creating games defined by rich storytelling, unforgettable characters, and expansive worlds. Over the years, the studio has earned recognition for developing some of the industry's most critically acclaimed titles. BioWare is building on that legacy with the development of the next Mass Effect game, continuing on one of the highest rated, most celebrated series in video game history, end quote. Now, BioWare did first announce the plans to make Mass Effect 5 back in 2020. Yeah, that was 6 years ago. But because they made Dragon Age: The Veilguard, Mass Effect 5 took a back seat. But now it's in the forefront of their development stage. So BioWare only has a small team working on the Mass Effect game concept, while the bulk of the studio is busy elsewhere. So with Veilguard finally launched in late 2024, Mass Effect 5 is now the sole focus of the studio. Gamble also did confirm that Mass Effect 5 was being led by a team of fellow Mass Effect veterans who served key roles on the franchise's original three games, including the art director Derek Watts, creative director Paris Lay, and senior-level designer and Normandy programmer Dusty Everman, and the game director Preston Webnenok. I do apologize if I butchered that one. So we shall see when the game does come out, if it does get out of the development stage. We'll keep our eyes on it. BioWare is a pretty huge game. But let's do a little bit of a comparison when it comes to hiring people. For instance, Pocket Pair now requires job applicants to prove their gamer credentials. Quote, "If the number of Steam games played is zero, we basically pass on them," end quote. Now, this was picked up by Automation Media, and the Pocket Pair CEO, Doug Oro, did move to get up on X to claim that the applicants should, quote, "submit screenshots of their Steam gameplay history," end quote. So you could submit your console libraries, but for those who don't play on Steam at all, well, you're out of luck because you, quote, "won't pass the document screening," end quote. So if you think that you're sneaky and use someone else's Steam account, they'll find you out. The Pocket Pair CEO, Takuro Mizobi, I always apologize after I say names, and that's one, was in an interview, or actually he was up on X, not an interview, sorry, but he did say, quote, "in the interview, we ask them to explain the game mechanics of the titles that rank high in their Steam playtime, why they think specific mechanics were adopted, and what makes that title stand out when compared to other games in the same genre. Pocket Pair is recruiting game creators who are true Steam gamers, end quote. But that's why the company wants the developers to play the indie games that are only available on Steam, because they think that it's the sign of being a true gamer. In fact, John Buckley backed up the CEO statement, saying, quote, "So hilariously true. When I first joined, I was grilled if I knew games like Slay the Spire. Pocket Pair is a company that is truly built by gamers, and our CEO is very adamant to keep it that way. A luxury we have because we're 100% independent," end quote. Two differences in hiring practices. But we're going to go back to Ubisoft, because yeah, they let some people go, but some of the projects are staying on. Beyond Good and Evil 2 is one of those projects, via Rock, Paper, Shotgun, because that game was one of the projects that was not canceled. Beyond Good and Evil 2 was a game that was announced 17 years ago, and the game so far has survived a lot of rounds, which would include a lot of departures. And Ubisoft is restructuring around five creative houses, end quote. So when Creative House is going to do it, which is Vantage Studios, the quote will be from Gibbs Guillemot, the CEO. They will be, quote, "focused on scaling and extending Ubisoft's largest and established franchises to turn them into annual billionaire brands," end quote. Because they're looking at Assassin's Creed, Far Cry, and Rainbow Six. And some other dedicated, quote, or further quote, "competitive and cooperative shooter experiences. Select sharp live experiences, casual and family-friendly games, and immersive fantasy worlds and narrative-driven universes," end quote. Now, Beyond Good and Evil will be a part of Creative House 4, and we shall see what happens with that one. But Alan Wake 2 would like to say thank you to Epic Games, because they feel that they are a good partner with Epic Games. Alan Wake 2 has been one of the best games in the last few years, but on PC, it could only be found on the Epic Game Store. So the developer, Remedy Entertainment, did notice a social, they were on a social media post, because while they've been one of the worst performers on PC, mainly because a lot of people don't have the Epic Game Store, that's why people couldn't find it. But a lot of people still played it. So Remedy Entertainment did note that on a social media post, that the title would not exist if it wasn't for the deal that was signed by Epic Games. So, about that, here is what they said. Quote, "There would be no Alan Wake 2 without Epic Publishing. The publishing deal with Epic Games was fair to Remedy. While these complex deals can often take a year to reach their conclusion, and may not always be fair to the developer, this one was. And it only took months to get it done. Epic Games was and is an excellent partner to us, Steam or no Steam," with the studio, end quote. And that's what Steam did say, or that's what Alan Wake developers did say. However, in other posts, Sweeney did get into how Epic Games Store is roughly 55-60% the size of Steam in terms of the monthly active users, and the company is focusing on reinvesting revenue with more developers. And he also talked about the Valve president, Gabe Newell, his yacht purchase. Further quote, "His more telling number is monthly active users, where Epic Games Store is 55-60% the size of Steam. We heavily reinvest back into engaging users through the free games program, putting our revenue back to work for developers in a way that those yachts and diamond teeth don't," end quote. Now, Alan Wake 2 was on PC through the Epic Store, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. That was released back in 2023. Now with that, there were more tweets between Tim Sweeney and a very AFK, but we will leave that be, because now we go to the Esports Corner. Two articles from Esports Insider. We begin with Chronicle because over the past 5 years, Timothy Chronicle-Romov, has established himself as one of the most accomplished Valorant esports athletes. But after 3 successful years in competition for Fnatic, he decided to follow the footsteps of Nikita Derkyshemetyev to make a switch to EMEA, the rival of Team Vitality. And many within the community did set their eyes on the new, quote, super team, end quote, and Chronicle's expectations for the 2026 VCT season would remain the same as always. Here's what he told Esports Insider, quote, "There is a thing that I always say in any interview to any teammate of mine, no exceptions. For me, the most important thing in the game is having fun. And after that, everything comes with it," end quote. Because that was his exclusive interview after his first series at the VCT EMEA kickoff. Further quote, "Like, if you don't have fun, you will never enjoy it. And even if you win again without fun, of course, it will not be enjoyable. So what's the point of even playing a game at that point? Even with the losses, you can sometimes enjoy what you did. And if this will be another year of me losing the champs, maybe last place or maybe again in a second, it doesn't matter. If we win all the same," end quote. Now, he did win the Masters Berlin back in 2021. Like all the members in the legendary roster, Chronicle was part of the Orglist team, M3 champions, in early 2022 and the 2023 season. So what will he do this year? Well, no matter what, he'll be having fun. And this might be fun too, if you're a fan of the Dallas Fuel. Because according to Esports Insider, they've unveiled their 2026 Overwatch Champion Series roster. The team is owned by the North American esports organization, Envy, and they will begin the season at the Overwatch Championship Series preseason boot camp that will take place on February 12th to the 15th. Now, what was announced yesterday, the roster for Dallas Fuel will return to the Overwatch esports. This team won the league back in 2022, but the roster is now revamped because it now includes North American trio Christopher C.J. Smith, Rocco Chronic Lakabasi, and Luke Lucmino Fish. And they will play the roles of support and DPS. Both C.J. and Chronic joins them after representing the Space Station Gaming in 2025. While Lucmino steps up from the OWCS after winning the Overwatch Collegiate Homecoming Fall 2025 Open under the Illinois State University banner. The owner, Mike Hastro-Rufel, did get up on social media and said, quote, "We're very excited to return to Overwatch and also very happy to welcome this roster as an OWCS partner. This is a new beginning for the most storied team in Overwatch esports history," end quote. The boot camp will be from February 12th to the 15th in Seoul, South Korea. 11 partner teams and invited Japanese roster will take part in the show match. Yep, that's coming. But this is also coming to you if you have a Nintendo Switch. Everwater, coming to Switch next week. It's a roguelike game. Yep, coming next week, January 29th. And Welcome to Mars 9. This is a narrative sci-fi game. Both these games come to us from NintendoEverything.com. And this game will launch later this year, if you like a little sci-fi adventure. But for all you kids out there, this weekend, Dragon Ball celebrates the 40th anniversary. Let's see if I can pronounce this right. Because the Dragon Ball Gen Kid Amasuri will be streaming live to fans worldwide on Saturday, January 24th for viewers in North America. And Toei Animation will be making the stream available in both English and Japanese. Now this will have some exclusive announcements, new updates, and a nice showcase of the latest Dragon Ball content. And they will have some all-star appearances with some of the voice actors, which would include the Capsule Corporation Tokyo president, the Masako Nozawa, the voice of Son Goku, Akoyo Ayoko, so on and so forth. This will be up on YouTube. Thanks, Polygon. We'll see if there's some gaming coming out of that. Speaking of which, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. Tomorrow night is the live show. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. And we'll see you there. So, go play some video games, people.